Bezalel Shem Mizbochi begin Perek Shisha, the sixth chapter in Rambam Masechta Shechem, the laws of neighbors in the Sefer Kinyan Book of Acquisitions. We continue in the related vein from the previous Perek, which we're discussing regarding the rights and responsibilities that neighbors have in the same courtyard, and that we continue regarding the collections of the needs of the city, and regarding limitations regarding what jobs can be done, and regarding rights of passing through. The Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding the obligation to pay up towards the city upkeep. So Kleifin B'nei Ha'ir, Zeh Zeh. So the people of the same city could force each other, Lasas Chaimah, to make a wall, to Lasaim, to make doors, Ubriach, and the bolt, Le'ir, for the city. And we live in this Lembeis HaKnesses, to build a shul, we live in the Sefer Torah, Nevi'im Ksuvim, to purchase a Torah scroll, and that of the prophets and the writings, so that you could read from them, whoever from the public could go ahead and read. It's a necessity of the city, and each one could force each other to go ahead and contribute towards that. Halacha Beis. Now, Mishu Lokach Ir Be'eretz Yisrael, if someone purchased a city in the land of Eretz Yisrael, Kaifun Yisrael Bezdin, so the courts could force him, Likachli Derech Mabru Chesel, to purchase roads from all the four directions, Mishum Yishu Be'eretz Yisrael, as a way of settling the land of Israel, so that it should be connected with all the areas around it. But Kaifun B'nei Bikazez, and so to the people of that have valleys, that have open fields, could force each other, Lasa B'nei Chadetz Ben Chadetz, to make a ditch, and even a smaller ditch, between them, which is for the purposes of protecting the Bika. If someone has a courtyard in another city, so the people from that city could force him to dig with them, different types of caves and cisterns and pits, and a canal of water. In other words, there's a responsibility for him, even though he doesn't live over there. But regarding all of the things, then they cannot hold him responsible and indebted for. But if he was dwelling with them in that city, then again, they could hold him responsible for all the things like a regular member of the city. When they collect from the people of the city to build the wall, so you collect proportionally according to how close those houses are from the city wall. Which calls whoever's closer to the wall, has to give more because they need their protection more because they're closer to the outskirts. Halacha hey. But Chaladur Beir Shnei Masa Chaydish, whoever is dwelling already in the city for 12 months, or Yishakonah Babes there, or at least if he bought a house, Nisan Bnei Ha'ir, so then he has to contribute with the people of the city, but Chaladur Matzrichan, for all the things that the city needs, Latekan Achaymah, fixing the wall, by the losses, and the doors, the Zachar Parashim, and the wages of the soldiers, Hashem and Medina, who protect the country, but Chol Kayitz B'dvarim Eilash Shem Ezeren, and regarding all these similar types of things that are there for protecting the city. Halachadav. Chaladvarim Shatrichan Lashmir Seir. All the things that are needed for protecting the city, that you collect from all the members of the city, even from orphans, except for Tamarik Skalas. Because Tamarik Skalas don't need protection, because their Torah learning protects them. But regarding fixing the roads and the streets, that you collect even from the sages. But if let's say they're not hiring workers, but the people of the city themselves, they're going out and they're fixing and they're doing it themselves, then the Talmidei Chachamim should not go out and fix the roads and the streets with them. It's not the way of Talmidei Chachamim to be degraded in front of the ignorant masses. Halacha Zayin. If let's say they were digging a river, to bring water to the country, to the city, then Gleivan Avon Yisem, they collect that even from the orphans. Shazus Chuslam, because that's a merit for them. That they can water from it their fields and their vineyards. Lafikach, therefore, if something happens, the water doesn't come. Since the orphans did not benefit and get pleasure from it, you actually have to give them back the money, whatever you took from them, because they can't just pardon because they're minors. And Mechin Kreitzim said anything similar like that, you would have to compensate them for their expenses. Halacha Ches contains regarding certain limitations regarding certain business practices that are possibilities in the city. So Kaifim B'nei Mavi Zeh Zeh, so the people from the same Mavi, from the same alleyway, from the same immediate neighborhood, they could force each other, Shalai Lehishim B'nei, not to put between them, Le Chayet, not a tailor, Le Bursi, not someone who works with leather, Le Echim Balamon, and not from any one of those professions. Hayishama Mavi Echad, B'nei Mavi Uman. Let's say there was there in that alleyway one member of the Mavi that was a professional, and they didn't protest him practicing over there. So let's say there was a bathhouse, or a store, or a mill. And then his friend comes along and he wants to make a bathhouse opposite him, or another grinding place. So that person, the original person, cannot stop him and say to him, you're stopping my you're taking away my business. You're saying, well, you're stopping my livelihood. No, you can't stop. And even if it was a member from a different mother, in Mechon Mone, they cannot stop him. Why? Because anyway, they have from that profession in their neighborhood, and therefore, even before, there was already all this increase of traffic, and therefore, there's not a good excuse to say, oh, you can't open up over here. But someone who dwells from a different country, is coming to open up a store right next to this pre-existing store, or a bathhouse right here on the side of this person's bathhouse, they could stop that person. But if he was giving together with them the taxes of the king, they can't stop him because he's paying a tax just like everyone else, and he has a right to open up a store. Halacha test. Peddlers that go around from city to city, the people from that country, from that city, cannot stop him. It's one of the institutions that Ezra HaSefer made, that they should be able to go around, so that perfumes and spices should be available for the Jewish women. But they cannot make a permanent place and to sit over there, unless that's with the consent of the people of the city. But the Talmud Chacham, the Talmud scholar, he could establish his place wherever he wants to, so that it shouldn't take away from his Torah learning. Halacha Yud, Haseichrim, merchants, Shemavim Schadasim Limka B'techayoros, that they're bringing their merchandise to sell in the cities. But Neir Makanoim, people from that city could stop them. What are you bringing your merchandise over here? But V'machu B'yem Hashubu Vabr, if they're selling only on the day of the marketplace itself, Eimoinez, and then you cannot stop them. But V'hushim K'ribashuk, as long as they're selling it in the market. But you can't go around to people's doors, even on the day of the market day. But let's say they have a lender in the city that they owe money to, and they're coming now with their merchandise, they could sell their merchandise for their necessities, for their livelihood. Even if it's not the day of the market day, until they pay up their debts, and then they leave. They obviously can't stay there forever, but they could sell for what their panasa is, because they need to be here, because they need to pay up their debts. So, but then they could sell even if it's not their city. One of the members of a mavi that's not open on two sides, a dead end, that he wants to become a doctor, or uman, or a bloodletter, a gardi, or a weaver, or he's teaching non-Jewish school children. The people of that mavi, of that neighborhood, could stop him. Because they're increasing. Now more people are going to be coming in and out of this development, of this mavi. So if someone, let's say, he owns a home in a shared courtyard. He's not allowed to rent it out. Not to a doctor, not to a bloodletter, not to a weaver, not to a Jewish scribe who writes documents, not to those who teach a non-Jewish school children, because you're increasing too much traffic here in the courtyard, and they could stop. If there's a store in the courtyard, so the neighbors could protest against him, and they could tell him, we can't sleep because of the chlas v'yitzim. Oh, everyone's beeping and coming and going, and we can't sleep because of that. Rather, he could do his work in the store, but you got to sell in the marketplace, not here in our neighborhood. But they cannot protest against him and say to him, we can't sleep because of the sound of your hammer, or because of the sound of your mill that keeps on turning. That already has established his rights to do this, and therefore, once he has the chazakah, they cannot stop him. And he could also teach Jewish school children Torah in his house, and the partners of this court, you cannot protest against him. But to tell him, we cannot sleep because the school children are screaming on the top of the lungs, that they can't scream about because of the need to teach the Jewish school children. Regarding passing through someone else's property, so someone has, he owns a pit, a cistern, within the home of his friend, in that person's property. So nichnas b'shosha v'tzech shedech b'nei adam nichnas. He could only enter at a time when people generally enter. V'yitza b'shosha shedech b'nei adam yitzim, and he leaves when people usually leave. But v'einim achnas behemtei mashkim b'boidei, he cannot bring in his animal to drink from the pit. Ela m'mala mashkim b'chutz, rather, he draws the water, and he waters his animal outside the person's property. Moreover, shneim oisim b'sachas alabar, both of them, the owner of the property and the owner of the pit, both make a lock, their own lock, on the pit. Why? Balabar, the owner of the pit, to protect his water, because it's that guy's property, doesn't want the guy siphoning off his water. Ubalchatza, under the courtyard also, Mishub Khashadish, because of suspicion from this guy hanging out with his wife, they should only come in there when he's with his agreement and his when his consent, when he's there to open up his lock for him, because he doesn't want him to have an excuse. What are you doing around here? You can't come here anyways until I open up for you. What are you doing here? Obviously it's with my wife, and therefore to protect that, he also puts on a lock. Someone has a garden within the property of someone else's garden. So nichnas b'shoshah derech b'nei adam nichnas. Again, he only enters when people are entering. V'yotzei b'shoshah derech b'nei adam yotzei. Only leaves when people are usually leaving. Can't come in and make it more problematic when people don't usually come to come in then. So to be'im machnas l'techa ta'garm. He cannot bring merchants in to buy from his garden through this person's garden. And more of le'ikonis m'techa l'sadachez. He cannot make it a shortcut. He cannot go in from that to some other field. And, but b'achitzin z'reya sadarech. The person from the outer courtyard who he goes to his courtyard to get to his The outer gardener, the one who owns the outer garden, could plant the road that he uses to get to his inner garden. Now, but let's say hechziru es haderech min hatzad midashnei. But let's say they moved that path that goes through that guy's garden to a road. They made a path on the side with both of their agreement. Then it's different. Now he could come in and go out whenever he wants to, because that doesn't bother so much the owner of the outer garden, because he's really going on the side. We could also bring in merchants, also because on the side it doesn't really cause such a loss through people coming in for the needs of the inner one's garden. But he can still not walk through it as a shortcut to go to some other field, because again, he only gave it to him to be able to get into his garden, not for some other needs. And v'chol echad mehem, now each one of them, yesh lo la'akav al-chaveira, he could stop the other one, b'zviyas ha-derech shenas na-tzad, from planting that road that was put there on the side, where the owner of the outer garden, he doesn't really need so much to plant this road, as if it was when it was in the middle of the garden, when he had rights, and that's why they switched it to the side. So to the inner one, cannot plant it, because he only accepted the path for walking, and not for planting, so either one could stop the other one from planting that the path there that was made now on the side.